So Peter looked east. Ivan the Terrible had begun the exploration of Siberia nearly a century earlier. And while Siberia added no farmland to the Russian Empire, it did bring in tremendous wealth with its furs. The 1689 Treaty of Nerchinsk had granted Russia trading rights with China, but it also closed Russia off from the Sea of Okhotsk, forcing Peter to find another outlet to the Pacific. Just before his death in 1725, Peter dispatched the explorer Vitus Bering to find this outlet to the Pacific. 16 years later, after several attempts, Bering discovered a route to North America, which was the modern-day state of Alaska. The Siberian fur trade and trade with China brought great wealth to the Tsarist government, brought great wealth to the nobility, but it brought hardly any benefit at all upon the hungry and land-starved peasantry.